on the old filling station maps, the main routes were in red, the federal routes were in red, and the back roads were traditionally in blue. And the only design I had for the trip was to stay along the back roads or the blue highways as I traveled.
William Least Heat Moon, he kept to the blue highways during his journey into America. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Heat Moon's three-month odyssey grew out of personal and professional frustrations.
I was teaching at Stevens College in Columbia, Missouri, and because of declining enrollment, my part-time job became a job of no time. I was laid off, and a marriage of 10 years was in its last stages, and I had enough degrees that I should have been teaching, and I still couldn't find a teaching job. So it began very darkly, with negative circumstances.
Heat Moon, who adopted an Indian name in honor of his mixed blood, felt that at the age of 38, it was time to see, really see, his native land. He left with four gasoline credit cards and $428 in his pocket.
One of the good things about traveling Blue Highway America is that food prices are considerably less, certainly less than they are in New York City. And sleeping in the back end of a truck, as I did, I had a bunk put in the, or built a bunk in the back of my van. I had thereby no motel expenses.
He dubbed his vehicle Ghost Dancing.
It's a half-ton Ford Econoline van, 1975. It had a bad water pump when I left, and it subsequently gave out after about 9,000 miles of knocking. The back end I outfitted with a wooden bunk made out of 2x4s, put a little carpeting in to make the floor warm, and I had a sink and a portable toilet, and that was pretty much it.
Heat Moon's uncharted course took him over the Appalachians, down the Carolina coast, across the deep south, into the western states, across the northwest, through New England, and down the Atlantic coast. He visited towns such as Bug, Kentucky, Chucky, Tennessee, Cuckoo, Virginia, Grit, Texas, and Hog Heaven, Idaho. He met and disarmed strangers in barrooms, general stores, and gas stations. What William Least Heat Moon learned in my next report. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. For William Least Heat Moon, his journey into America was on the back roads. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. William Trogdon, with his mixed Indian blood, decided to adopt his Native American name as he wrote, Blue Highways. On the old filling station maps, the back roads were always in blue, and Heat Moon's 3 months on the road took him to small towns from shore to shore.
I would say one of the common elements I saw in Backroad America was a sense of community among the people, and also something that might come as a surprise, and that is the health of small town America. These towns, it seems to me we've been led to believe in the urban areas, are dying out. They're on their last legs, and I don't think that's true. I saw a good number of them that are quite healthy. They may have lost population, but now it seems that they've stabilized, and I find it reassuring to know that rural America, small-town America, maybe I should say, is still alive and well.
Heat Moon learned that Americans are not all alike.
I found striking differences, fascinating differences among the people, and one notion, I guess, that I came away with after 3 months on the road is that America today, it seems to me, is bound more by our differences and our the things that we don't share, oddly enough, than what we do share. And it's, I suppose, a respect and a fascination with our differences that helps keep us together.
Heat Moon's journal is laced with colorful dialogue, for everywhere he went, he found most Americans ready to talk about themselves.
There were times where I was unable to strike up conversations. It was especially true when I was in the central north of the United States, in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and North Dakota. I found conversations more difficult to come by there. And as a result, that part of the book looks more at the land than at the people. In other places where I did find townspeople willing to talk, I would assume that if there's any secret at all, I don't claim to have any secrets, but if there should be one, it may be a willingness to listen. And I assume in the minds of the person who's speaking, if they see that you're listening, they assume also that you probably respect their lives, since that's what they were talking about.
What has Heat Moon concluded about the American character?
Maybe admiration isn't necessary, but something more than tolerance, an interest in one another, in our differences, I think is maybe the heartbeat of democracy.
William Least Heat Moon, author of Blue Highways. For BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.